Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. Yeah, we've actually made it through another week, and the weekend is just ahead of us. So I hope you've had a wonderful week, and you're looking forward to your weekend, and I hope you have something special planned to do with some friends or family. It's so good to be around other people that you can have fun with, that you like being with, and I hope you have that opportunity this weekend. Today's the Friday Roundup, and we're going to take a look at each of our episodes from this week, as we always do on Fridays. And we're going to start right away with Monday, where we talked about something called God Problems and the song from Maverick City Music, also by that same title. Let me focus on the music today, just because I think it's really great. This song is really wonderful. I am so encouraged by it, because the song and the scripture that we looked at on Monday all talked about the same thing. That when we have a problem that we can't solve, we have a God who can. Oh man, that is so good to know. We have a God who can be there with us to help us solve our problems. No matter what we are facing and how bleak it looks or how hopeless we view our circumstances and situation, God is there and He loves us and He will help us. This is a great song from Maverick City. I hope you'll go back, listen to it. I corrected the link so that you can listen to the song. It is well worth it. Enjoy it. It will bless you. Tuesday's episode was called Relationships. All relationships require some work. They depend on us being honest and speaking truth to the people we are in a relationship with, but also listening to that other person as well. The listening part is often the most important part. And that's true at your job, it's true in your home, with your spouse and with your kids, and it's also true in our relationship with God. We need to not only pray to talk to Him, but we need to take time to listen to what He tries to say to us. I also shared with you something called the I don't know prayer. I think it's very important for us to listen to this as well, because there's times when we have no idea what to pray or how to pray. We just need to get it. We just need to see God do something in our lives or for our family. Here's how that prayer goes. You just find that quiet place and you go before God and you say, God, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what is happening. I don't know how to process this. And I don't know what to do with these emotions. I don't know how to handle this situation. But God, You know. And I will trust You. That's the I don't know prayer. It's a very powerful and important one for us. Wednesday's episode was called The Imperfect Perfection. We talked about those times that I think all of us have faced where we feel somehow we have let God down and we've disappointed Him. We all hope that we can be perfect in our relationship with God. We all want to do everything right and not make those kind of mistakes. But we often find ourselves struggling because we do make the mistake. And you know what? God is always there for us, even when we make the mistake. We will never let God down, and God will never reject us. He's always there to accept us. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, God saved you by grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. That's why we need Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ paid for and covered all of our sin, all of those weaknesses, all of those mistakes, so that God will always love us, even when we really mess up. That's the kind of God we have, one who loves us and has done all of the hard work for us, so we can come to Him with all of our imperfections. And He still works in us and through us. Yesterday's episode was called The Blues, and we talked about a phenomenon called the New Year Blues. It's that time for the first 2 or 3 months of the year where people are in the doldrums. They feel tired. They feel overwhelmed. They're often fighting colds or the flu or something else in their bodies, and they feel they are just not able to move ahead, that they're caught up in this cycle of just feeling tired all the time. And part of the result of that is that we can feel distant from God. It is never God's plan that we feel distant from Him or feel overwhelmed. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. In other words, God has created everything new for us, and in his word he tells us that his mercies are new for us every morning. God is there to help us, to guide us, to encourage us in those times where we can feel totally forgotten and totally abandoned. I shared with you a poem called You Are Not Forgotten, and I will finish our episode today with it one more time, just to remind you, because I believe these truths are powerful and important for us. You are not forgotten. You will never be left behind. You are chosen. You are dearly loved. You are not an orphan, and you are not alone. You are a child of God. He knows your name. You are his. You are not unwanted. You are not powerless. You are who he says you are, and you are not defeated. You are made new. You have what he says you have. You can be and do what he says you can be and do. Remember, you are not a victim. You are in Christ's victorious possession. You walk side by side with the King. You are a loved daughter of the King. You are a loved son of the Most High. You are a trophy of his grace. You are the loved son or daughter of a perfect Father. You are his light shining like a city on a hill, bringing him glory as you grow up to be like him. I love that. And I hope that it encourages today as you go into your weekend. You know, weekends are wonderful times to focus on the things that are really important. Our family, our relationship with God, and finding some rest and refreshing within ourselves. I hope you're able to do that this weekend. Be blessed, my friends. Know that God is with you and that he loves you. And we will talk again on Monday. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.